with the existence of life after death, it's but a natural question, where are we going to spend it? Of course, we're told in the Bible that we're going to spend time in heaven. Heaven is a place. It's but logical for that we should seek unimpeachable testimony as to where heaven is and what it is. Thus, we naturally turn to the Lord Jesus, for he knows all about it. We read in John 3:13, "No man hath ascended up unto heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." It is from that place that he came down to earth. We read in Hebrews 10:5-7, "Wherefore he saith, when he cometh into the world, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come. It is written in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God." Now after his sufferings were accomplished, he went back to heaven. We're told in Hebrews 9:24, "Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Again we read in John 14 that in the Father's house are many mansions. And he says, "I'm going to prepare some of them for you." So with the Lord Jesus entered into heaven, and he's about the business of preparing a place in the Father's house for us. He is the Father's house, then, is in heaven. As we recall in Acts 7:55-60, when Stephen was being stoned to death, that he lifted up his eyes and he saw the Lord Jesus on the right hand of God. Now it's in heaven where our blessed Lord is exercising his position as great high priest over the house of God. He's appearing in the presence of God for us. He's there to make intercession for us, Hebrews 7:25. The Holy Spirit is ever throughout the New Testament calling our attention to the Lord Jesus in the glory. As you will recall in Colossians 3:1, "Since ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things which are above, and not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Now when John in the book of the Revelation was caught up in chapter 4, he was caught up into heaven, and he was to be shown things to come. Now heaven is the place from which the Lord Jesus controls the entire universe. You will remember reading Colossians 1, beginning about verse 15, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist," which literally means, "by him all things hold together," or "they are controlled." Again in Hebrews 1:3, we're told about the Lord Jesus, who being the image of the invisible God, upholding all things by the word of his power. So he is there in heaven, controlling the whirling worlds and keeping them in their various paths. A force that men call gravitation is really nothing less but the power of the Lord Jesus. Now we're told in the scriptures that there are three heavens. Paul refers to that in 2 Corinthians 12, where he said that it's not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, whether out of the body I cannot tell, how that he was caught up into the third heaven. Now, we know the first heaven is composed of that area where we find the birds flying in the clouds, the second, the planetary heavens, and the third is the place of God's abode. Now, some people are inclined to think, well, what's the difference? whether we know what heaven is like and where it is. Well, I think it's very important. Let's remind ourselves that the one whom we profess to love, the Lord Jesus, is in heaven. And that's a place in particular. We'll not forget that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Thus, our loved ones are with Him. And there'll be a time when we shall depart this body. And if to be absent from it is present with the Lord, it's very important to me that we should know all we can know about heaven. Now, where is heaven? Well, if we turn to Isaiah chapter 14, we'll read a very, very important statement, beginning at verse 12. This is a description of the fall of Satan. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Now we read in verse 12 that he's fallen from heaven. Now he says the reason he fell is because he had declared in his heart he would ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Note this very important statement. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. In other words, we know heaven is above the stars of God. We know it's in the sides of the north. And we know it's above the heights of the clouds. But there is this arresting statement, in the sides of the north. What is meant by that? Well, it's necessary for us to turn then to Job chapter 26, verse 7, where we read this expression, He, God, stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Now, our scientists are greatly interested in that empty place in the north. It's not exactly due north due to the fact that the earth is tilted a little. When we think about going up, we're always talking about going out into space. Space is vertical to the earth. That is, we say we go up. We're just really going out. When our astronauts went out into space, that was a proper expression. They weren't going up into space, they were going out into space. The earth is standing, like we'd say a pencil stands on its eraser upright. The earth is really standing on the South Pole and is whirling around in space. And the only reason it's tilted a little is because of that day that God caused the sun to stand still for his servant Joshua. And thus, as the earth stood still, the sun stood still, the earth was literally standing still, and it tilted a little, a few degrees, and that's why it's not standing exactly vertical. Thus, north would be up toward the North Pole, in that direction. And as I say, our scientists are always talking about the rift in the sky or a nebula that's up there. There are stars peppered all around, but not in the particular place that's called north. God stretcheth out the north over the empty place, Job says. So you look to the north and you'll see an empty place where there are no stars. God stretcheth out the north there and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Now we're given another very interesting expression in Ezekiel 1:4. When Ezekiel saw a demonstration of the Lord and his power and glory, we read in verse 4 of Ezekiel 1, And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. See, that's the direction of up. That's where heaven is, the empty place. And a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof is the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. And also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, etc. When you got to verse 10 of Ezekiel 1, as for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, the face of a lion, and they had the face of an ox, and they also had the face of an eagle. And when you consult Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, you'll discover that that's the description, a sign, an illustration that John, when he was caught up into heaven, gave us regarding the expression of the glory of God. Now, there's something else that's very important about heaven so far as Scripture is concerned, and that's given to us over in Psalm 48, verses 1 and 2. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Now, we know that one of these days, according to John, who wrote the book of the Revelation, chapter 21, about verse 2, he says, "And I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven." You'll notice it had to come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the description of that wonderful city where we're going to live forever is given to us in Revelation 21 and 22. Now, the psalmist continues in Psalm 48, verse 2, talking about the place where God is and where he rules over the affairs of men. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. So we have the exact location of Zion, that new Jerusalem, the place where God is, the place to which the Lord Jesus has gone, is up to heaven, and up is in the sides of the north, the empty place. Now, it's quite difficult because of our traditional thinking to feel or recognize or acknowledge that up is up toward the North Pole, not out into space, which we generally call going up into the air, up into heaven. When the Lord Jesus went away, he really went up toward the north. When those heavenly beings came to announce the disciples that he'd gone up into heaven, well, they came down from there. And when the Lord Jesus said, "No man has ascended into heaven but he that came down from heaven," he was really talking about coming down from up toward the north, for that is up. There's a very interesting statement in Psalm 82, where verse 1, where we read, "God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods." Where is it that God is going to receive the nations of people unto himself that he might judge them? Well, Psalm 75 gives us a little indication. For in verses 6 and 7 we read, "For promotion." Now, when we think of promotion, we're thinking either of approval or rebuke, really judging. "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south." God is not sitting in the east, he's not sitting in the west, he's not sitting in the south to judge. But God is the judge, and he putteth down one and setteth up another. Now, the direction that is left out in verse 6 is the north. That's where God standeth to judge the peoples of earth. For you see, north is up. That's where heaven is. That's where the Father's house is. And the Lord Jesus said he's gone there to prepare a place for us. It is wonderful to just at night get out and look up toward the north and see that empty place and remember it is through that empty place where heaven is located and where our blessed Savior is with the Father, waiting for that exact moment when he shall return from there to receive us unto himself in the clouds of heaven. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, what wonderful revelation. We do not need to abide in confusion, but just take God at his word. We know what heaven is. We know where it is. And soon we shall be in it.